At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There we go. Final segment here, one-on-one. Here's what's in play. Again, college schedule in full. Most Saturdays, 2, sometimes 3 games. NFL, all of the night games, probably all of the early games, and some where we carry all 3 time slots. There are going to be games. Actually, there are a couple of Sundays where we could have the early London games as well. So we have that to deal with. And again, I will beg of you to lock in YouTube, Facebook, X. Get your Allo 961 on. Be prepared so that you can stream, multi-stream. If there's a game, it's no different than the Royals. If you're listening now, you understand the mission. That some days there'll be a live-action college football or pro football game on the terrestrial radio. We need for you to jump on the stream to get the local content. Bach, back to the schedule, the college football. Red River rivalry, listen, the shootout. We're going to have Texas versus Oklahoma. I'm thrilled by that. That you bring this type of pageantry to the ticket. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, and for the first time in the SEC, obviously. So a little bit of a different way to look at it. And I know I'm doing that with all of Oklahoma and Texas games as I look up and down the matchup. I think you mentioned Oklahoma and Missouri, too. I mean,
Oklahoma, same type Missouri, of thing Oklahoma point. State, Kansas State, Missouri, Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah.
Missouri, Alabama. There are games. Again, I didn't even mention the whole schedule because there's so many games on it that – than an Oklahoma State Kansas State game. And I know, shout out to Whitey, I know there's some folks who are Kansas State fans, and the ability to carry some of their broadcasts.
Well, we'll see how Utah does. So that could be for the Big 12 championship. I mean, the Oklahoma State and Kansas State are right up there. But, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, too, when you go back to your Big 12 days, I mean, that was the rivalry in the Big 12. Of course, took place in Nebraska, Oklahoma, unfortunately, from the Big 8, but is what it is, and was always, I mean, sometimes even in those games, you can throw out the records for, I mean, I don't know if we look at Brent Venables in his second year at Oklahoma as having had a successful season if they did not beat Texas last year.
So much of the rivalry in perspective, and why I love having these games around the ticket, is that it'll keep in perspective what's happening around the rest of the country. One of those games being, I don't recall Tennessee and Oklahoma playing each other.
No. Not necessarily.
Right? Like, I don't think of – but we'll have them. We're all familiar with USC versus Michigan, and we'll have that on the ticket. Listen. Old Rose Bowl fan, kind of – okay. I'm a little teary-eyed at the idea that USC and Michigan will play a game and it'll be aired on the ticket.
Yeah, and USC is fascinating. I mean, we heard Lincoln Riley saying that they need more NIL or whatever. You know, every coach across the country is going to want to say that. But to be, look out for when they're coming. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they are, and I understand they're coming off not the most successful year, but Lincoln Riley's had 3 Heisman Trophy winners play for him. So, I mean, I think he knows a thing or two about his quarterbacks, and I feel like they're getting a little bit of disrespect.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
like the end of the season. Certainly knocking off the defending champs would help with that.
And then in this one, I also don't recall Alabama and Wisconsin playing. How did that meeting of the minds happen, right? Like, they're not in the same conference. They really aren't in that natural matchup space.
Yeah.
Alabama at Camp Randall.
Well, and did they play at Lambeau a few years ago? I think they've had at least some non-con matchup there. But, credit to Wisconsin. You want a chance to jumpstart your season, to jumpstart Luke Fickell, to get you back in the nation's eyes. I mean, there's an opportunity. And also credit Alabama. I know Kalen DeBoer is in his first year, but I've seen some comments lately about, well, you know, because they only played 8 conference games, Alabama's dunking competition. They would always go out there and generally have a marquee non-con matchup throughout Nick Saban's tenure.
Well, marquee non-con matchup, Texas at the Big House against Michigan early in week 2.
Yes.
Oh, man, somebody's season's going to take a left hand to the chin.
That's right. That's the one. I think that is the non-con game, other than Nebraska and Colorado, of course, locally. But nationally, from a national perspective, Texas and Michigan, talk about some big brands. And for the sport of college football, too, it's been great to have them back. I mean, I love cheering against Texas more than the next guy. Don't get me wrong, but there's just something about a 7 or 6 win Texas team. It doesn't really matter all that much if they're back into the playoff discussion as they were last year. And then Michigan, of course, who doesn't like cheering against Michigan either? So that's kind of like what that.
Who are you rooting for that day?
There. I like Michigan better. I don't like Texas.
It's going to be that sort of deal. So again, Crowbait said I just tuned in and got the special announcement. I'll recap it for you quickly before we get out of here. On the ticket this fall, of course, Friday nights will be high school football, Lincoln High School football, public schools, except on the opening night of the NFL, that opening week, there's a Friday night game from Brazil that we will air. We will have Thursday night football from the NFL, Sunday night football from the NFL, Monday night football from the NFL, and then college Saturday game days. Again, not interrupting the Huskers ticket coverage here on 93.7. Not an issue. You'll still get the pre and post games, but also we will carry live broadcasts, including some pretty stellar matchups in the SEC and the Big Ten Conference. So we will have football for you Thursday through Monday night, and sometimes Wednesday. We're working on getting Mac crazy. Get some Macs in the day. Bach, thank you, kind sir. For hanging out with me for this 3 hours. I'm going to go eat birthday cake.
There you go.
Yeah, fully earned along the way. Treat yourself like today's your birthday. You deserve it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.